It was a priest who received a letter from his pastor saying that he was going to be transferred. So after years of developing a wonderful relationship with the community that he was serving and loving them very much, he just couldn't understand why he was transferred, why he was going to serve a new community. It was frustrating for him. He wanted to protest it, to take a look to see who he could ask about another consideration. And he even took it to God. He said, God, why are you doing this to me? I've done good work here. I've developed relationships. I have a deep relationship with many of the parishioners. I can only see good things going forward. Why do you do this for me? Why do you do this? Give me some answer. Give me some answer. He's driving along in the car, arguing with God. Suddenly the engine light goes on. And he pulls off to an exit ramp. Exit ramp, the car stops. He gets out, he's looking at it, he's still frustrated, looking at now that the car, this engine is gone. He's looking at it, he says, God, give me some sign, give me some sign. And he turns around in front of the car after looking at the engine, and there's a big sign in front of him, yield. Yield. Submit. Not your will, but my will. In taking a look at our spiritual life, you know, that's the first thing in relationship to God that we have to come to grips with. You know, to borrow an old Chevy Chase line, you know, hi, I'm Chevy Chase and you're not. You know, God is God and we're not. And to understand that distinction and to understand that that God is there in our life directing in the very ground of our being for our benefit. And we are to submit. We don't like to do that. We have that wonderful ego kind of sense in our own lives. I'll tell you, God, what's good for me. I'll let you know. But in the end, we know it is only God who sees all things, who knows all things, and who places us in a position to experience his presence in a unique way in the mission that we are all called to accomplish. I love the aspect of the voice, you know, that we hear the voice. I have been fortunate to be a part of many parish communities, and many of them, it had various large families. And so oftentimes, you know, the families would get together either for picnics or some event, and there would be all the kids there. And when I say kids, I mean a lot of kids. We're talking 25, 30 kids that would be basically at a picnic. And, of course, the adults would all be around enjoying coffee or a drink or a beer or something, and I'd be sitting in their presence, and we'd be talking back and forth, and the kids would be out playing nearby, but basically out playing. And suddenly you'd hear a cry. There might be a half a dozen women whose children are out there, and that cry alone alerts the one mother who knows that voice. It's remarkable. The one mother. And she's not panicky. I'm saying, that's your child calling out, crying, and you're not moving? Oh, no, it's frustration. So she was teased. What? Oh, yeah. You can tell the difference. You see, Father, that cry is not a cry of hurt. That's a cry of frustration. She knew exactly the intonations of a cry. She knew exactly what that child was calling out for, why that child was hurt. Oftentimes walked away from that thinking that God is with us. We're crying out, and God says, oh, that's Listecki just being frustrated again. That's all. Just take it easy. Take it easy. Don't worry. Or cry of actual hurt, physical pain, or pain for someone else, or intercession. The shepherd knows our voices. The shepherd knows us. The shepherd knows us. Wonderful and remarkable when we begin to think in terms of our own spiritual life with a relationship with God, that it can be on that level, that personal aspect that we have with God. And the wonderful thing is we're supported in and through the church in that relationship. That's key for we as Catholics and Christians, that we are presented with this Jesus again and again in and through our church. And it is the Lord Jesus Christ that we come to know and to encounter in and through his church. And what we're really called to do is, basically, we're called to fall in love with Jesus. Actually, kind of taking a look at how that Jesus touches our heart, how he challenges us, basically, to, in love, to share that life, our life, with others. To take the goods that we have in his name and basically be an instrument. And a key to that we hear in an image in terms of our gospel today is placing it in one's hand. You know, you take a look at lovers walk hand in hand, don't they? I mean, if you're talking about, or even friends, you know, friends walk hand in hand. And I always love the image of a family, you know, a father or mother, they've got a child in their one arm, and what they've got their hand held out. And most of you all have that image too, your hand held out, and it's either the hand being held of the, if it's the father holding the child, or the wife, or it's the wife holding the husband, or sometimes it's two or three of the other kids that got there, but they're holding hands. Why are they holding hands? They belong together. They belong together. There's a possession. In our gospel today, we heard the deacon talk about placing ourselves in God's hand. In God's hand. We belong to him. There's a connection. We belong. Now, we can talk in terms of the wonderful sense of belonging, our surrender, our relationship with Jesus, and our love, and therefore basically our trust. But, you know, the real fact is, in terms of our trust, we always try to hedge our bet. You know, do you love me? You remember the aspect in post-resurrection narrative with Peter? Do you love me? Ask him again and again. You know, almost you can kind of hear him saying, what are you holding back? What are you holding back in your love? And we know in this world, we can't hold anything back. Eventually, everything is taken from us. For some of us, it's our health. For some of us, it's our relationships with others that we hold very dear. But the only thing that makes sense is the fact when we turn that over to God, who has everything in the palm of his hand, who holds us literally in that palm of his hand. And in and through him, nothing is lost. All is realized. All is made whole. And why? Because of love. Because of love. And that is really the basis. If we understand our faith and open our arms to the faith, we understand that that whole sense is to understanding that God loves you. It gives you the basis of strength to meet the challenges in this world. In our first reading from Acts, we see immediately the challenge that are placed before the disciples who are proclaiming basically the Lord Jesus and the salvation that is achieved through him and a life that's offered through him. Realize that that message is not always going to be accepted. But we have to do it. We have to do it for two reasons. We have to do it out of love for Jesus, because Jesus calls us and commands us to do it, and out of love for others in his name, to be church. So in today's gospel and readings, let us take stock of the fact that we belong to God, that he knows our voice, that he loves us, and our willingness to submit and trust him in proclaiming him to a community that may reject us, but see our confidence and our trust in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.